Support for Day to Day's Marketplace Report comes from Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services, online at thrivent.com.
I'm Karen Grigsby Bates in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The World Trade Organization is meeting in Cancun, Mexico this week to try to lay out new rules for international trade. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, the big issue this time around is farming. Wasn't this a topic at the last big WTO meeting in Doha, Qatar, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it was, Karen, and there were several agreements and promises of reform, but a lot of deadlines passed without action, and now they're trying to kind of get things back on track. And this meeting is also a continuation of what's called the Doha round of trade negotiations, so it's not surprising that they're discussing the very same issues that they did a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. So what are the trade ministers pushing for then?
Well, this is mostly about the subsidies that farmers in rich nations get from their governments, those subsidies totaling about $300 billion a year. Underdeveloped nations say that makes it impossible for them to compete in the world market. Of course, at the same time, those poor countries aren't willing to lower their own farm subsidies.
The agriculture minister for the European Union made a bit of a controversial statement last week indicating the EU might not cooperate on the issue of subsidies.
Yeah, he said those calling for cuts in subsidies were on a space odyssey and should come back down to earth, and that European farmers shouldn't be punished just because they come from wealthy countries. There is an oft-cited statistic, by the way, that says every European cow gets more than $2 a day in subsidies. And, of course, half the world population lives on less than half of that.
Mm-hmm. So what do U.S. officials say to the demands for reform?
Well, the president has said he's all for moving toward a global trade agreement, and the U.S. has proposed getting rid of all tariffs on manufactured and consumer goods by 2015. But as you know, in the 2 years since Doha, the U.S. slapped huge tariffs on imported steel, and the White House signed off on a farm bill that actually expanded subsidies. And the Bush administration has been engaging in separate bilateral trade deals with some countries, and that's something that critics say undermines the whole notion of having a World Trade Organization.
And of course, we have to ask about protesters, because aren't these meetings hotbeds for sort of anti-globalization movements?
Absolutely, and they're expecting some 15,000 protesters to descend on Cancun this week, and some of them are already arriving. But the advance word is that they can't agree on exactly how to go about protesting. They do want to shut the meeting down, which could potentially bring us some pictures similar to those we saw in Seattle 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. But they will be far away from the actual meeting site. And in the Marketplace newsroom today, we're following another story from Mexico, this one involving tourists, Mexican police, and a government promise to help clear you if you're picked up for no good reason in that country.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Karen.